Hi, and welcome to Journeyers Podcast. I'm your host, Susan Clark, and I'll bring you guests who have stories and tools to share with you discussing resilience, authenticity, and the freedom that those things brought them. Let's get started. Hey guys, welcome back for part two of the conversation with Lucy. We had way too much to cram into one episode, so here is the second episode for you. Let's jump back in.
We do like the good things. We do good things.
Yeah.
Like gratitude every night at dinner.
Yeah.
I mean, every night. Every single night that we eat dinner together as a family, which is most nights,
nice.
I will say.
Nice.
Most nights. Even if it's just like, you know, we sit down for 10 minutes all together.
Yeah.
But we do the good things, which I like.
Yeah, we do powwows, or we did. We do more during the school year. But if there's a pow, then we have to counter that with multiple wows, right?
Oh, it's like the good stuff
and
then the bad.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I like that.
Yeah, so if you give me, like, if you don't have to give a pow, but if you have a pow, then we need multiple wows.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah. And the thing, it's a helpful check-in for me, because mm-hmm. then if they've had a rough day, and it shifts maybe what our evening looks like,
mm-hmm.
right?
Totally.
Or, okay, well, you only had like one wow today. Like, maybe tonight we have your favorite for dinner.
Right.
You know, like,
totally.
You know, you can make those little adjustments. And,
yeah.
Because it doesn't always have to be big, huge things.
Mm-hmm.
They can be little things, whatever it is that brings you joy. And brings the people around you joy. Like, you want them to be happy. and you can't make them happy, right?
Mm-hmm. No.
But you can create a really good space for them.
Create conditions that are favorable for
Yes, exactly. Wow. That sounds really heart-centered. No, but it's true. It's true.
I feel like I think that's
no, we
like
scienced
a meteorology
it. No,
term.
We like scienced it.
Totally scienced it. Let me put that in a spreadsheet for you.
Yes. Favorable conditions. yeah, but it's a heck of a lot easier to be who you are when you're allowed to do the things that make you happy. Right?
Like, mm-hmm. No, that's really true.
Yeah. Because being me isn't really fun if being me has to be, like, sad and pushed away. And
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, and when my sister and I were camping together and fishing and kayaking. And kayaking and fishing. And we were like, we geeked so hard. It was fantastic. We didn't even have beer. And we were out fishing for, like, 4 hours. How did that happen? I don't know. But we were talking and we realized we like lashed our kayaks together.
I love it.
And then we were paddling on either side of the kayak with like one. I mean, it was the most ridiculous thing you can possibly imagine. But we realized that we had not been camping together, just the two of us, since our early 20s when we went backpacking.
Wow.
And I got the worst ever case of poison ivy covered from head to toe.
Oh.
Not head to toe, I'm exaggerating. Major. But we did have to go immediately to the emergency room. but yeah, we're like, holy shit, we've let life step in and just run us over so much that you and I, just the two of us, haven't been camping together in 20 years.
Mm.
20 years, people!
Yeah, right?
That's life!
Yeah.
Oh my God, I'm totally yelling again.
But that's it. That's how easy it is, though, right?
It is easy, yeah.
Because you, until that moment where you're sitting there and doing it, you're like, oh, that's how long that's been. Like, you mm-hmm. don't realize because you're doing all the things and you're busy and you're, you know, turns out people really like to eat, like, multiple times a day. And so you have to, like, do the food thing and
oh my gosh
and the guinea pig things and
guinea pigs eat so much. They eat so much. I was like, oh, no worries, we have so much lettuce in the garden. Psht, we no longer have so much lettuce in the garden. It's crazy,
right? But yeah, it's easy to fill in all those things.
Mm-hmm.
So being really intentional about creating times for the things that bring you joy and that you are really grateful for.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. My husband and his friends, I swear, I feel like I talked about my husband so much on this, but he's kind of dope. Like, yeah. Seriously, my husband was in AmeriCorps for a year after college, and his job was to, he went and worked in a shelter for domestic violence victims or survivors. And he was the only man who had ever worked at that shelter.
Wow.
And it was, you know, he was just good at creating a safe space for people. I mean, obviously there was like a need to gain trust, but he's just really good at that.
Right.
And I think that just speaks a lot to the way he is. But also he has these friends, like his friendships go back to preschool and grade school.
Wow.
And he, oh, and then college, but we keep forgetting that this one friend didn't actually go to school with them like throughout school because it's like, he's been there forever.
That's funny.
But yeah, they're really intentional and deliberate about getting together. Like they do this trip every year or they meet, you know, we used to live in Chicago. Now we live in Grand Rapids. It's not that far apart. So he has like, you know, monthly or quarterly, I forget, breakfasts with one of his friends. Wow. You know what I'm saying?
Very
and they
cool.
each drive like an hour and a half, meet in the middle and eat some good food and catch up. Like,
that's
how
cool.
hard is that? And yet I don't do that. But I'm starting to.
Yeah.
I'm starting to do that more. And it's really fun. Like, oh, we need to do a quarterly sisters camping trip, right? Clearly we need to do this. Yeah. Which makes life more busier, but it means saying yes to more things that really give you that, like that full heart feeling.
Yes.
Which is what like feeds you for everything else.
Yeah. And spills over.
Yeah, right? Absolutely.
And well, and when you... when it does put more on your schedule, it's much easier to figure out what wants to fall off the plate.
Totally.
Right? Like, what's your broccoli? Like, you figure it out quickly.
I actually love broccoli.
I know, I do too.
So I'm feeling really conflicted about this. What's your pork rinds?
Yeah. No more pork rinds. Yeah, like, what is that thing, though, that, like... if I put this here and something has to give, I'll find out really quickly what it is that I want.
Mm-hmm.
Totally. Gone. Because if I don't have to make room for it, everything just still keeps going along.
Right.
If I have to make room, it's pretty easy to say, like, no, I'm not willing to give up that, whatever, Wednesday night coffee. You
right.
know? Like,
totally.
But, yeah, I could totally do without... Tuesday night karaoke, whatever it is.
Karaoke.
Yeah, I don't karaoke, so I'm not sure where that came from. But I guess it'd be easy to leave.
I love karaoke. Don't even get me started. Don't hand me alcohol and a microphone. And I mean, bad things happen. And by bad, I mean amazing things happen.
Yeah, I can only imagine.
So you're a personal trainer, and like you want people to take better care of
them. Yeah.
I mean, in a lifestyle coach,
yeah,
just take better care of yourself, people, coach. Right?
Yes.
And so this is really essential to what you do is getting people to say, okay, before I schedule anything else this week, I'm going to schedule these things that are essential to my well-being.
Yes.
And helping them figure out what those things are.
Exactly.
Right? Because like if I say I'm going to go to the gym and I'm going to do this yoga. No, actually, I really love yoga, but I haven't been going for a long time for some stupid reason. But if I say I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. It really has to be the right thing.
Yeah.
Like self-care.
Uh-huh.
Like I couldn't care less about getting a pedicure.
Right.
But do I want to go kayaking by myself and like watch all the little like water birds and
nature
stuff like that? Yes, I do. Uh-huh. So it's just a matter of figuring out what those things are and how you can build out your schedule essentially of like taking care of yourself in a way that's actually going to give you the what do you have a term for this? Like to fill you up.
Well, I mean, not a term that I've that
I feel
I
like
coined,
you should trademark something,
but yeah, so until I trademark something, you know, what fills your cup or what fills you up?
Yeah,
right. So and the reason I you know, I did you said personal trainer and I jumped in with lifestyle coaches because personal training is a part of what I do. But no, it's because it's about that mentally, physically, and emotionally, not just physically.
I know. And that's why, full disclosure, you guys, Susan is my
trainer slash lifestyle.
I am.
And
heavy on the trainer with your sessions.
Yeah, with me.
Yeah.
But yeah, so Susan is sometimes nice to me. Okay, Susan's always nice to me, but like she reads the room really well. So she'll show up and I'll be like, I'm broken and I cannot do anything. And she will be like, all right, how are we going to fill your cup today?
Yeah.
In a way that's going to leave you feeling really good after this. And sometimes that means kicking my ass. Frequently it means kicking my ass.
Weird.
And I ask for more. Uh-huh. It's just part of her like secret sauce, you guys. But sometimes it means just like, let's do some stretching. Let's walk the dog together, like whatever it means. I don't know how she can make me sweat so much in my living room, but it happens. Anyway, so yeah, it's important to like honor your authentic self in terms of like where you are that day or whatever, and what is actually going to make you feel good.
Right.
And well, recharge you for the rest of the day, week, whatever.
Exactly. So, you know, when you talked about like self-care, like I don't care about a pedicure. Yeah. Because it's maybe the pedicure is the thing for you, but maybe it's not for somebody else. Or in your case, maybe it's not for you.
Right.
But maybe moving your body more makes you feel recharged.
Mm-hmm.
But next week, like maybe you do need more just stretching.
Yeah.
Right. Like it's finding that and recognizing that self-care always doesn't always look like the same thing.
Right.
Like,
it doesn't. And you have to give yourself permission to make those changes.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like sometimes self-care for me is like, I don't want to interact with any humans.
No. That's no why humans. I have a she shed. Like, duh. Nobody's allowed in here except for me and well, obviously anyone I invite in.
Right.
And the dog. Because she's a girl.
Right. So she's allowed to come in. But sometimes my self-care is sitting in a room full of people.
Yeah.
Because I love the energy.
Uh-huh.
Especially if I can sit and observe. If I don't have to interact in that
interesting.
Room. I love to watch the energy, see what is going on, observe other people. And the energy you can get from interacting with other people. Because we do. It's always an energy exchange, right? Like, sometimes good. Sometimes
some people
not so good.
Just suck it all out right. of you.
Exactly.
And you got to learn to avoid those people.
Well, yeah. And you have to learn.
Or not. That's an unfair thing to say, maybe. But, like, just learn who, like, is an emotional drain to you. Yeah. And be willing to make those. Create those boundaries for yourself, too.
Right. Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, and, you know, I talk about this. Like, check in with yourself when you walk away from an interaction. Like, and it's really easy to do the first time you meet somebody. But get in the habit of checking in with yourself after you interact with somebody. Because if every time you interact with somebody, the person that shows up at home for your kids or for your spouse or for your significant other or whatever is not a fun person to be around, like, figure that out.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this person, for whatever reason, that energy isn't good. That energy exchange isn't good.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got to figure out what it is. How do I shift it? How do I work with it? Or how do we eliminate that interaction? Because sometimes it is something as simple as, because the last time was a negative interaction for you, walked into that space with this negative feeling. And so now they're vibing off of that. And so now it's this downward spiral.
Absolutely. I'll try to stop saying absolutely.
No, that's okay. We're just going to get some absolutely gear and we're gonna brand that.
Seriously. No, it's so true, though. I don't know. There's got to be some sort of like three strikes and you're out situation, though.
Right.
Because like some people are just energy takers.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure I am that person to some people, but I try really hard not to be. I have to say, like, this goes kind of a little bit back to self-care.
Yeah.
When we were going through my cancer treatment and all of that, we went
to Gilda's Club, which is an amazing organization, mm-hmm. you guys. And they did so much for us while we were going through that. My kids went to Camp Sparkle every Tuesday all summer long while I was in chemo, which was amazing. They just took care of them. It was free, funded by donations mm-hmm. and things like that. But yeah, amazing. Ah. So thank you, Gilda's Club. But we also tried going to a support group. Mm. Yeah. We're energy givers. Mm-hmm. And people are often hard, not energy givers when you're in a support group. And so it was so draining for us to go to those. And we were like, you know what? I don't think we're support group people.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No, I'll... But
you got to kind of create the, like, boundary against around yourself sometimes.
Yeah.
And say, I can give this much away, but I'm going to limit who you're giving it to or whatever.
Yeah.
It's an important thing to remember.
Yeah. There's a support group in my life at a point that at some point I said, I can't do this anymore because this is draining me more than it's helping me. There was a point it was very helpful.
For sure.
Initially. Right? But it very, like, I had this moment one day where it's like, no.
Like, and we're done.
Yes. This is no longer serving me.
Yeah.
And gracious exit graciously, right? Yeah. Like, when it's no longer serving you, like, there are times when you have to actually say out loud to somebody, this is no longer serving me.
Oh, but there, so hard and to it's, do that.
It is. But there are a lot of times when all you have to do is just not be there anymore.
Just ghost.
Yeah. And I don't recommend ghosting if you're dealing generally. With humans.
No.
But when you're dealing with a group, sometimes that's okay. Figure out what it is. Figure out how that works or doesn't work for you. Yeah. Or what about it is or isn't working for you. And if it's just draining you, then peace. Like, mm-hmm. But that doesn't mean that you aren't grateful for what it gave you at the point that it gave you something.
Exactly.
Right? Like, I think there's a lot of tossing the whole thing. Or, you know, to use an old phrase, throwing out the baby with the bathwater. Right?
You mean like I just said with the whole, we're not support group people.
What?
We admittedly didn't go very much. We went like maybe two times.
And but then
we
were
like,
okay.
I don't think this works for us. Like, there are different ways for us to do this. And it feels selfish because you're like so very conditioned to give all the time, right? Mm-hmm. And I want to be that person, but you can't always be that person. And it's good to know when you're going to be the giver and when you need to be the receiver mm-hmm. also. And that goes for like life groups, like whatever, everything. But also with people and within our relationships.
Yes.
Like, you can't always be the taker or the giver in your relationships.
Yeah.
My husband, all day long, he will be the giver. And I'm like, dude, sometimes you just gotta take. He's like, all right, then you need to start folding the laundry again. And I'm like, no, I take it all back.
Right. You're like, no, go back
life's
to the other
life's too short to fold laundry.
Right. Go back to the other thing that you were saying. That balance, that unbalance was fine. We'll live with that.
Poor Steve.
Poor Steve. But to that point, right? Like, in all relationship, there is that give and take. And like, but I was sitting down with my best friend one day and she's like, you know, I just feel like you're always supporting me. And I'm like, what? Like, right. I was legitimately confused. And I looked at her and I was like, okay, first of all, I feel the same, which is probably a good indication that we're both supporting each other really
exactly.
well.
Exactly.
Secondly, like, that's just how it is. There might be, like, days, weeks, months, years where I'm in the thick of it and mm-hmm. I'm leaning heavily. And that's just what it is. And there might be other times where it's you. It's just how it's, but it doesn't mean, like, that one of us is taking too much.
Mm-hmm.
But we also can't have this expectation that things are always 50-50. Because they're not going to be. That's so unrealistic. Sometimes it's 80-20. And sometimes that gets flipped and it's 20-80.
Right.
If it's always 80-20 in the same way, then you got to do some thinking and figure out what's going on here. Like, right. If it's always the same person on the 20 and the same mm-hmm. person on the 80, right? Yeah. But very rarely is it. But I think that some of that conversation on her end came from exactly what you said. Like, we're somehow programmed, right, to be givers. And so if we feel like we're taking all the time, we're like, oh my gosh, I must be taking all the time. Right. In reality, I'm like, no, you took like 1 out of 5. Like,
right. You know, like, you're like, I think I'm still winning.
Right. Like, somehow this is still balanced very overly in my, it's not balanced, you know? And the other thing is, it doesn't necessarily just mean in one way, right? Mm-hmm. So like, yeah, maybe I was giving you more emotional support during that time, but you were like giving me support in this way, or you picked up the tab,
right?
You know, like,
you were watching my kids,
exactly. Like, when I had weirdness on my schedule at the last minute, you know, like, you stepped up and watched my kids for me. Like, that was huge. I needed that. That was a huge way to support me. And mm-hmm. so, yeah, like, you know, I know you had a rough week or whatever, but it's okay. Like, mm-hmm. so, you know, when we talk about holistic, I have a love-hate relationship with that term, because it's kind of been co-opted and people like have this very like specific definition of it. But at its essence, like, holistic is all-encompassing.
Right.
And so when I talk about doing things like holistically and mindfully, I mean it like that. And so it's looking at a relationship, not just in terms of like emotional, mm-hmm. but also physical, also mental, mm-hmm. also the intangibles.
Right.
That don't fit into any of those categories.
Mm-hmm. It's not just a woo term.
It's not just a woo term. It's not.
Trust me, because I practice holistic financial planning.
Yes.
And it's not just woo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I love that about the way you do what you do. Right.
Thank you. I think it makes it way more interesting.
Yeah. Well, numbers are scary.
Yeah, they can be really scary.
And not really fun.
And or really boring.
Yeah.
Depending on who you are.
Right.
Some of us love spreadsheets. the funny thing is, I'm actually really bad at arithmetic. Like, I'm really bad at it. So, like, if I try to do... So I'm always like, hey, let me put it in a spreadsheet. But no, seriously, if I try and do it in my head right in front of my clients, I will inevitably misplace a decimal point or something. And right. I'll be like, oh, yeah, you're going to earn $50,000 this year.
By which I meant five.
That was five. But of course, I would never guarantee returns on anything anyway, so I would never say that.
Because we can't. Yeah.
No, you can't do that. your mileage may vary.
Exactly.
Yeah. But it's so much more, like, I'm okay with the fact that I'm bad at math. Don't tell anyone I said that. Oh, wait, this is a podcast. But no, it's so much less about the numbers and so much more about the stuff, like, about everything else, about meeting your client where they are, about getting to know them, about helping them getting to know themselves. And, like, I don't know, hopefully my clients feel like we do this. but... really kind of helping them focus on whether they are living their life in a way that works for them and if their money is working as a tool toward that end. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Wait, like alignment on my
side? Oh, you said it. Yes, alignment. But I try to get my clients to be more intentional and mindful of how they're using their money.
I love it.
Right? Because, like, I actually did a presentation for one of my... the organizations I do a retirement plan for on money and mindfulness, because I'm like, okay, you can spend your money very easily without paying attention to where it's going. Mm-hmm. And I don't care. Like, I don't want to get down into the nitty gritty weeds with you about your budget unless that's what you want to do. Mm-hmm. But I want you to have a different mindset about how you're going to use your money. Mm-hmm. Because, like, if you're saying yes to all of these other things and you're hardly even really paying attention, because, like, money slips through our fingers every day, all the time now, right? Mm-hmm. We don't even notice. There's so little friction in our purchasing transactions these days. Like, Apple Pay or automated subscriptions or whatever. Mm-hmm. So much money is slipping through our fingers, and that means you're saying no to other things that you might want to be saying yes to, right? Mm-hmm. So it gets back down to the same exact thing, right? Yeah. So how you spend your money, how you spend your time. Show me your checkbook and your calendar and I can figure out what you care about in your life.
Or not.
Right.
Or not. So maybe you need to take a look at it yourself.
Yeah.
So now that's me on my soapbox.
No, I love it.
But yeah. So being intentional about how you use your money and how you use it to make your life better is right. kind of the point.
Yeah. Well, because it's just another form of energy, right?
I guess like, so, yeah.
Just another currency for exchange.
Yes.
It I is. Guess is a better way.
It is. Yeah. I was going to say, I don't know if I can call it that.
That's pretty woo, Susan.
Yeah, I know. I get that a lot.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah. So do you have anything else that you want to like talk about?
I don't know. I feel like I have already like blathered on ad nauseum about how great life is. How we all just need to get off the freaking hamster wheel of life and like look around for a second and figure out if we're actually where we want to be. And yeah. if not, what we want to do to change it.
There it is.
Whoop, there it is. Sorry, I just did that. I have no filter. Came awareness. Into my brain and it went out.
It did. Awareness and action, right?
Right.
Because awareness, or lack of, no. But because awareness tells you what's, you know, lets you know what's going on.
Right.
But if you don't take action on it, it doesn't matter.
Totally. And I will say that so many of us are paralyzed because we just don't know what we can do, if anything, mm-hmm. to actually change our lives to lead in a direction that is more aligned with what we care about. Mm-hmm. You're like, yeah, I see this huge gap, but I have no idea how to bridge it. Mm-hmm. And so it can be really helpful to just try and talk through it with someone else. Doesn't have to be like a professional, but it can certainly
can
be
like
a professional.
A lifestyle coach, I would
like
maybe
a lifestyle coach, for
recommend.
Example, would be an excellent choice. I mean, really, like
shameless
hello?
Self-promotion.
Duh. But no, really, like you have this chasm between where you are now and where you want to be, but you're paralyzed and feel helpless almost to change your life, mm-hmm. and that I feel like is really common for so many people. And it doesn't have to take a huge, terrible event in your life for you to be like, I can totally leap over that. Because yes, you can. Yeah. It doesn't have to take something like that, but it can have to take probably like a lot of self-reflection and willingness to change, which is scary. So it helps a lot to have somebody alongside you for the journey.
Yeah.
I said journey.
She nailed it.
Those are my deep thoughts for the day.
Yeah. Well, no, they were good. I like your deep thoughts.
Thank you. You're very kind.
Hang out with your deep thoughts more.
I'll be in this she shed all week.
Yes, I highly recommend she sheds. Cool. So, Lucy, if somebody wants to connect with you.
Oh, the shame, Susan. I have... I'm on Facebook.
Okay.
First of all, personally and professionally, my full name is Lucinda, which is a little confusing for a lot of people. I go by Lucy. But my company name is Lucy Share Financial, which is S-H-A-I-R. So you can find me that way. Last name is S-H-A-I-R, not like Share the Singer, although it would have worked that way. Because let me tell you, I'm amazing. Not really at all. But
very amazing.
Yeah, if they want to find me there, they can. I'm on LinkedIn also. And yeah, I have a website. However, it's still behind a fancy cover page. Fancy, not fancy. Because it's a work in progress right now, but... Stay tuned. Stay
All
tuned.
Right.
So yeah. It's just lucyshareFinancial.com.
Great. Well, cool. Thank you so much. Like, this has been...
This has been super fun.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, I can kind of see now why people like doing this, because this was really fun.
Awesome. Well, guys, I will catch you on our next episode, but thanks for jamming with Lucy and I today, and we will talk soon.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Journeyers Podcast. To connect with me, your host, Susan Clark, check me out on Insta at HT Performance LLC, email me at susan.clark at healthtrainingperformance.com or just check out my website, healthtrainingperformance.com. I'd love to hear from you and hear about anybody you know who has an amazing story of resilience and authenticity. Have a great day.